Okay, this is the Board of Lister hearings for 558 Porter's Point Road. What we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record.
Okay.
Then you'll have 15 minutes to state what you feel the value is and why you feel that is. The board may have a few questions or comments towards the end of the meeting. Then the board will recess to deliberate and come up with a decision on where they think the assessment should be.
Okay.
After that, the Town of Colchester will send you a by certified mail, a result of grievance notice. All right, and that notice will explain what the value is, and then it'll also explain how to go about appealing if you disagree with their decision.
Okay,
and by statute, that has to be sent out 14 days at the close of the hearings.
Yeah, because that's what I got in the mail, so that's why I'm here.
Yep. So let's go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Jerry.
And your name.
My name is Kathleen Hewitt.
Okay, great. You have the floor, Kathleen.
Okay. Well, my dad bought this house in 1958. And it was built in 1952. Technically, it was a one-bedroom home because the person that built it, he built it for himself and his wife. And there's a closet with a door in the bedroom and then a closet without a door. That's in back of a door to walk in. And the other was like a office or a reading room. And then basically I have a one floor because when you go upstairs, that's the attic. And it's like this. It's not like this. It's like this, here, and then it's
right.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
It matches the roof. And so the only thing we've done is painting everything. It's got the original kitchen cabinets. It's got the original kitchen sink. And it's got, back in the day, I think linoleum was a little thicker than it is now. So on the countertop, it's got black linoleum, and it's damaged, but it's hard to get up. So we haven't moved that. Now we recently repainted the cabinets, and we painted the kitchen wall green, and then we put paneling up. Well, it's a kitchen, but then there's a little aisle in front that goes in front of the bathroom. In front of my bedroom, and then what was my sister's bedroom, and then it goes to the end of the closet. You open up the closet, it's got the original linoleum, and my father bought the house. And then the only thing that kind of really done inside that's not decoration, we had the bathtub taken out and put in a walk-in shower with glass doors. And I think maybe a new toilet and a new sink, little sink with, the cabinet underneath. And when my dad, in the 70s, he redid the kitchen with wallpaper on top and paneling on the bottom. And what's now my room, he put floral wallpaper and then blue and white paneling to match the wallpaper. And at one point in 63, my mother had another baby in 62. There was three of us. And I think in 63, that's when my brother and I had to move upstairs in the attic to have a bedroom, but the walls were never painted. And when you went up the stairs, it had like half walls that look like it matched the railing on the stairway, because the railing is part of the living room wall. And then it's never been painted. It's been painted now, but it was like a few years ago that it got painted. And my dad did put some new flooring up in the attic and new flooring in my room and what's my sister's room in its original. And when he did it, I was like 12 or 13. So for somebody to pay $369,000, they'd have to spend, and the seller is a seller.
Unfinished.
Never finished.
A dirt floor cellar?
What?
Is it a dirt floor cellar?
No, it's a cement.
Okay.
It's a cement.
Yep.
And the walls are...
Block.
Are the foundation of the house.
Yeah. Right. Concrete block?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we found out that when we did some removal of the blocks, that he had put the blocks in, put cement in the holes, and did it that way. Because we have no cracks in the wall. I mean, you could see that little water got through, but there's no cracks in the wall. I said, well, I didn't know people did that, put the cement in the holes and the blocks. And 2006, we did have the septic tank replaced. My mom was still alive, and she couldn't get a loan for it, so she went into reverse mortgage, and now I'm in reverse mortgage to pay that back. And so her reverse mortgage paid for the paneling, the vinyl siding, and the windows.
Okay.
Can you stand up on your second floor? Can you stand up?
In the middle.
Yeah, in the middle.
Is there a closet upstairs on the attic?
Nope.
Is there a door between the downstairs and the attic?
Nope.
Okay.
So it's just sheetrock and the ceiling's coming off?
Wallboard or sheetrock?
Yeah, it's not sheetrock. It looks like a little more than cardboard, but not sheetrock.
Yeah.
And the sheetrock in the house is original. It's brown because I started tearing some of the wallpaper down in the bedroom, and I haven't finished, and it's brown.
Mm-hmm.
And because I washed all the rest, and when I started, because it was in the 70s, we did that, when I washed the wallpaper that remained, it looked new. I said, oh, you dummy, I should have washed it all instead of trying to tear it down.
That's all right.
So I don't know what they call it, but it's kind of... Because you can see
Home
little...
Yeah,
it's textured, like it's textured. And it's only been...
It says wallboard for your interiors.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then...
It says drywall, but also wallboard.
That might be the first floor and then wallboard on the second floor.
Yeah, the second floor. And then, like I said, the railing go up the stairs is part of the wall. And then half wall kind of, they matched the top with the railing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother did take those two pieces down so it could be more of a kind of like separate bedroom, but he just put the wood up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's on this side, when you go up the stairs, that wood's there, but it's not on the other side. It's just here.
Just a little divider.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the stairs are original, but I counted them. We only had to replace four. And I did get the floor in the kitchen is tile, but it was not a new floor. There's been no new floors put in. I mean, maybe part of it because when my dad bought the house, the furnace to get the heat in the house was in front of the bathroom, so it was like a big big thing. And then to get the heat upstairs, it had a little black thing up there to get the heat upstairs,
a vent, but you did
open it or anything, as so you just told
big floor furnaces.
Yeah. So then we put the new tile down, that hole got taken, that got covered up. And I did get I got a new hot water tank that I didn't have. I was in a program. I didn't have to pay for it. And the furnace, I couldn't find. I thought I kept all the paperwork. I couldn't find for the furnace, but the furnace, I didn't have to pay for that either.
Good.
I was in a program, so they helped me do that.
I think we have 2021 when that was done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great information.
And the vinyl siding was done in 2006 with the windows.
When the windows were done.
Yeah. And like the trim all on the inside on the doorways, that's all original, except the two living room windows are new. The trim on the outs around the window is done. And in my room, the two windows that are in there has the trim changed. But the trim is, I got the wrong side. My dad put the had trim that went like this, and it was probably about this wide. And I got the same kind, but I got it smaller. And my brother said, you got it smaller, but we put it up anyways. And I'm not sure about upstairs. I think if the trim is new upstairs, but I know on my sister, I went and looked in her room to look at the trim, and no, it's original. I can tell it's original because the new, it's like this. When you put the top on, and it's like this, the original, it's top and then goes like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does any the board have any more questions, concerns? No. All right. Okay. So we're gonna deliberate. We'll recess and deliberate. And thank you for coming in.
I know it's worth more probably than 180,000.